It's Tuesday, the day we read from your letters and blog comments. Last week, a scary video surfaced of a teenage girl being beaten up by her friends. The start of the incident could be traced back to trash talk on a MySpace page, and our segment on girl-on-girl violence got a lot of response about the online roots. Portia in Arizona wrote, "My 16-year-old daughter was recently threatened with death by another 16-year-old girl on MySpace. I checked the girl's MySpace site, and it was filled with photos of her drinking alcohol, looking suggestive, and standing with scary large knives. Although my daughter didn't want me to, I went to the school's vice principal in charge of discipline. He spoke with the local police, but they said nothing could be done since the girl did not make specific threats. But this isn't the first time my kids had experienced that kind of bullying. My 12-year-old son has been the victim of cyberbullying online, and a neighbor girl even made up false MySpace page just to belittle my son. I suggest that parents become MySpace friends on their kids' MySpace sites so they can check on their children and the people who go to their sites. In addition, encourage your school administrators to do the same before the online problems become reality." Another listener wasn't sure that MySpace was the problem at all. Mike wrote us, "It's an interesting discussion on a horrific event. However, the question remains, does this really have anything to do with MySpace? If MySpace didn't exist, this attack would still have occurred as the result of trash talk via email, written on the walls, or just in the halls of the school. The issue is civility, and MySpace is simply a scapegoat for a harder-to-resolve issue that we are unable or unwilling to address." We got an enormous amount of mail during our show on the raid on the compound of a polygamous sect in West Texas, many listeners pointing out, as we did in the broadcast, that the mainstream Mormon church is not affiliated at all with the FLDS, or the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We also heard from one listener who thought the media wasn't telling the whole story. James wrote us, "One point that should be made that the media has not taken into account is the history of the FLDS. This is an established culture that is being destroyed by the Texas state government. While I don't condone child abuse, if your grandmother and great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother were all married at 13, you're going to be raised to believe that this is the norm. Over 100 years ago, it was not unusual for a girl to be married that young, and this group has not changed with the times. As a descendant of polygamists, I find this raid is offensive. These children were well cared for. To me, this situation would be comparable to raiding the Amish." And our segment on what to do when you're stuck in an airport got a lot of helpful suggestions from listeners, like these from Tony. "I once had to spend the night with my son at the Houston airport. My advice, one, look for seats that allow you to lie down. It's hard to do. Look for a darker area on the chance you can actually sleep through the security announcements every 15 minutes or so. Two, if you're freezing and unable to sleep due to the cold, search out a friendly person in the baggage claim area and appeal for something like airline blankets left behind. I scored 4 that way. Three, quickly get your water and snacks from the vending machines as the food outlets close and the vending machines run out. And if you're ever lucky enough to be stranded in Alabama, you will now find that you can listen to Talk of the Nation on member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, as well as WSGN in Gadsden, Alabama. You also find Birmingham guarded by a statue of Vulcan, the god of the forge, who wears an apron and very little else. We'd like to welcome our Birmingham listeners, and by way of an introduction, we've got Phil Ratliff on the line from Birmingham. He's the education director at the Vulcan Park and Museum. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Neil. It's good to be here.
And why Vulcan? What does he mean to Birmingham?
Well, Vulcan is the Roman god of the forge. The myth has it that volcanoes were Vulcan's forge and that he made weaponry for the gods. He's an artist, a craftsman, an innovator, and sort of perfectionist. So when when Birmingham was searching out for its symbol back about 100 years ago, it was decided he was just a perfect fit.
Because Birmingham, of course, was the site then and now of forges and steel mills.
Birmingham is an iron and steel town. Vulcan, the statue, is located on Red Mountain, so that's a site of a lot of iron ore. And Birmingham, it represents a kind of perfect storm of the three ingredients for the production of iron. That's iron ore, limestone, and coal. So, yeah, Vulcan is a great fit and represents that kind of essential creative energy, as well as, you know, more specifically, our connection to iron and steel production.
And your museum aside, what's your favorite part of Birmingham?
Well, I like what Vulcan looks down on, our city center, which is a very dynamic place. It's undergoing a kind of a renaissance where people are moving back into the city center. We have wonderful arts and culture events and institutions, a ballet, a symphony, a very fine educational institutions. Our economy has made a sort of a shift from industrial base to healthcare and medical research and educational institutions being our primary drivers.
And a couple of very fine public radio stations.
Absolutely. We love WBHM, and we are very proud to have Talk of the Nation as part of our community now.
Thanks very much, Phil.
Sure.
Phil Ratliff is Education Director of the Vulcan Park and Museum. You can find a photograph of the Vulcan statue on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation, and you can comment on our programs there. As always, you can always reach us, too, by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Got a big black dog, his name is Dan. Live in my backyard in Birmingham. He's the meanest dog in Alabama. Get him, Dan.
Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Susanna George, David Gura, Enrique Rivera, Ashley Grashaw, Dahlia Martinez, and Addie Wizenot. Our editor is Barry Hardiman. Beth Novi produces our web content. Our intern is Amanda Stupai. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our assistant producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Neil Ellis, Dennis Nielsen, Cal Southworth, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. The director of afternoon programs is Richard Harris. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.